let's see some tits.
Come on, dance for us.
So, you guys want to have a good time, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
I like having a good time, too.
Why don't you come over here and...
Whoa, what the fuck?
It's just too bad that my good time is ruined by a couple of pigs who can't keep their mouths shut. I came to this bar for some beer and karaoke, not your bullshit.
Jesus, it was just a joke. Put the bottle down.
Crazy bitch.
Oh, relax. It's just a joke, isn't it? One big fucking laugh. I'm sure we're all going to be the best of friends. Right after you apologize.
You better back off.
No apology? Fine. I'll just take your tongue or your dick instead. Then we'll be square. I'll even let you choose which...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What do you think you're doing?
She just broke a bottle and came after us!
She just can't take a compliment.
Are you kidding me? You think that was a compliment?
Okay, everybody just calm down. Boys, go to the bar. Tell Terry I said you can have a drink on me.
Take on the drink for this.
You follow me. Come on, into my office and have a seat. Been managing this bar going on 10 years now. Seen a lot of shit. That could have ended bad, Mare.
I can handle myself, Sandy.
I know you're a tough little thing, hun, but you gotta learn to pick your fights. You come here at least twice a week. That ain't new to you.
Yeah, well, I'm sick of it. I come to sing, not be harassed.
Boys will be boys. You can't change that.
I hate that phrase. It's not a fucking excuse to act like that.
I like you, Mariella. Always have. You got spunk. But you gotta start realizing the world doesn't work the way you want it to.
Because asking some guys to be decent fucking human beings is just way out of line.
A lot of girls like you end up here. You got all these big dreams crammed into that pretty little head and think Chicago will be the place they start coming true. Don't look at me like that. I was the same way. I know how it is. But this is the real world. It don't give one hot damn about what you want. If you let every jackass get under your skin, this bar is going to be as far as you go.
Bullshit it will be. I've got plans, and I'm going to do what it takes to get myself on Broadway. I know I can do it. And until then, I'm not going to be a doormat for douchebags.
Mare, there is a difference between doormat and just letting things slide.
I can let things slide. Kids at a park, a cute fluffy dog across some ice, but the Tweedlefuck twins out there? I have every right to stand up for myself.
They weren't even that bad, just drunk.
You don't see me running up to every dude in sight demanding to see their junk after a few shots.
Only because they'd happily oblige you if you did.
Yeah, probably. I'm just so fucking tired of this place. No offense.
None taken.
I thought I'd be out of here by now. Everyone said this was the place to get discovered. Producers and agents as far as the eye can see. Ha. Huh.
We get the odd one that stumbles in, but does this really seem like the place for that kind? I mean, there are dicks scratched into almost every surface.
I can't go back to Kentucky, Sandy. Not like this. My brother's been helping me out so much, and I have to find a way to pay him back.
Well, have you considered, I don't know, getting a real job, maybe?
This is my real job. I just need to catch a break.
And how do you plan to do that, hon? Because karaoke ain't cutting it.
I know. But I have an idea. There's an acting class that's being offered in New England. You ever hear of Annabelle Crow?
Oh, is she the one that lost her shit on the radio?
Yeah, that's her. She's letting 5 people stay at her house for a month for lessons. There's a fee, obviously. But if I get in, it could be the boost I need.
You really want your name tied to someone like that?
It's better than sitting around here hoping someone stops carving penises into the bar long enough to notice me.
Fair enough.
I've already been working on my audition. If she accepts me, it could mean big things.
It's something to put on your resume anyway.
Right. So, I was wondering, do you think I could come in before you open and use the stage to shoot it?
You really think it'll help?
Only one way to find out, right?
I suppose I could give you a half hour on Thursday. But, Mayor?
Yeah?
Cut the show tune crap for a while in return, huh?
Deal.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.